We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's summer. Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be? It's 6:32 and 20 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Kara and Galante. They on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337 6666, that'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze right up until Jody McDonald at 10 on your fan. New York City, you know, you stop and think about it. The only athlete who can take a knee before a game and get away with it is Tim Tebow, expressing, of course, his religious freedoms. If Eric Reed or any NFL player takes a knee, every tomato grown and known to man will come his way, and enough scorn from those who wish he was never born. If Tim Tebow takes a knee before, during, or after a game, you cannot wait long enough for his autograph, can't wait to buy the jersey, and can't wait for his blessing. The NFL, the National Football League, concerned less with patriotism and more with losing your business, concerned less with the red, white, and blue and more with the green in your pocket, the NFL says if you're going to be un-American, do so behind closed doors. But if you're taking the sidelines before the game, you better be standing at attention to honor the work of Betsy Ross and the tune from Francis Scott Key, or else. Doesn't sound very American to American who knows what America is all about. So what does all of this mean with the NFL, and what does this solve? Well, the answer is as much blowing in the wind as the flag itself. What this does, thanks to the owners and Roger Goodell, is please nobody except apparently the president, who not only would like to see these SOBs fired, but maybe find another country to live in. But here's a guess. We'll find another president before NFL players find another country. Some say those who take a knee are un-American, disrespecting the flag. Others might say, and do, that they are respecting what the flag stands for. And never has silent protest been so loud, making so much noise, and most of it from angry fans who only want to see Tebow and their favorite quarterback take a knee running out the clock at the end of a winning afternoon. If Kaepernick, with the Sox and the Castro t-shirt, if he and Eric Reed and those other titans of the turf had taken a knee to protest the high cost of PSLs, or the cost of your ticket, or your high taxes you pay every April, NFL fans would be taking a knee and thanking the Lord above for those socially aware Americans for taking a stand kneeling, expressing their democratic and American rights. Okay, we've heard the argument, if your employer doesn't want your politics on the job, then of course you have to comply, follow the rules, or lose your job. Unless, of course, you happen to be a professional hero, a professional role model who will hear it from the crowd, if he helps your team win. And who doesn't ignore the rest of his resume that shows a little bit of possibly some sex, drugs, rock and roll, guns, and 3 a.m. DUIs? Kneeling before the game, this offends so many, but he sure can tackle. Everybody says this is a black issue. Is there a single white person who's in favor of social injustice, racial inequality, or police brutality? Yes, you have a failure to communicate in the inner city. But what? We have paradise and harmony and peace and goodwill in the outer city. Social injustice, it has nothing to do with the military, those real heroes and real role models who have paid the price so we could have the freedom we have to take a stand, even if some of us take a knee doing so. By the way, ever notice at any game you go to anywhere that fans, during the national anthem, might be on the move, either to their seats, heading to the concession stand, maybe even joining that long line to the bathroom? So what about them? Do they stop, put the hand over the heart, and sing along? No, for most of them, is the correct answer. Are they un-American? Are they disrespecting the flag and the military? Some of them might quote from The Godfather, "When you gotta go, you gotta go," and patriotism is just gonna have to wait. Next time you get a moment, take a knee and pray to the heavens above that we live in a country where you can argue and debate and discuss the differences we all have, differences that make us the Americans we are, even if we have a loose cannon for a president who thinks otherwise, even if some of us understand that freedom of speech can speak volumes, even in silence. Now, coming up, because we have the 3.5 hours, we're going to be discussing lots of things, and Frank Isola with the NBA, and the Daily News will have him at 7:05, from Porzingis to LeBron to the mouthpiece and the shimmy in action tonight in their Game 5 in Houston. And also coming up, the New York Yankees with C.C. Sabathia from last night, reminding you, as Tanaka reminds you, as Sonny Gray reminds you, that to get to Broadway for the parade and the confetti, another arm is going to be needed in that rotation. This doesn't let David Robertson off the hook from last night, but nonetheless, another starter, and of course, it's not fake news, not breaking news, it is news that everybody knows about. They need another starter. And coming up, the New York Metropolitans, who apparently, before last night's game, added another 30-something to their roster. Apparently talking Armando Benitez out of retirement, and seen last night in the ninth inning. And what we saw last night in the ninth inning, absolutely gut-wrenching. And, of course, what we saw from Armando Benitez last night was providing DeGrom with another no decision and the Metropolitans with another loss. And honorable mention goes to the Metropolitan offense, producing 2 runs on 10 hits in the 2 losses to the mighty Marlins. And coming up once again, Frank Isola on the NBA. And coming up, of course, we'll discuss a little bit with the Stanley Cup Finals, with the surprise of the century, with the 2 teams in the finals. And I'm not talking about the big surprise of the century being with the expansion Las Vegas Knights. No way. Yes, they have made the finals as an expansion team, and nobody really expected that at all. But the real surprise of the century isn't as much the Las Vegas Knights getting into the finals, but Alex Ovechkin He's getting there, so lots to do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.